Welcome to Explode Your Coaching Business Podcast, helping coaches, speakers, and trainers to live their purpose, grow their business, and make an impact in the world. Now, here's your host, Simona Vincenzi.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Explode Your Coaching Business Show. This is episode 17. Can you believe it? 17. And wow. Yeah, exactly. It's amazing, right? And this is the place for coaches, speakers, and trainers that want to grow their businesses by making an impact in the world. And we share what people do behind the scene, behind closed doors, like not the nasty stuff, but the good stuff. And to grow their businesses. Ladies, don't laugh. Please don't laugh. Let's move here. And today, episode 17, I have Jody Pivor. How are you, Jody?
Hello, I'm super. Really good to be here.
For those of you that don't know Jody, she's awesome. Like, she is super awesome. She's a kind of like online business guru. Like, you can ask her any question and she has an answer. And I was hearing people talking about Jody because Jody has a great strategy, which I'm going to spoil it immediately, which is about helping people. So you will find maybe Jody in different Facebook groups and she's just helping everyone. So everyone loves Jody.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you will love Jody too for that. And also, her goal is to help 800 business owners, new businesses, to launch their businesses with their nine-step idea to business, idea to product launch. That's amazing. So, Jody, thank you very much for joining. Guys, everyone, give a round of applause to Jody. All right, here we are, Jody. Okay, so first question. What did you eat tonight for dinner?
I had a chicken fillet burger from KFC.
Very healthy. We like it because it is amazing. I'm actually hungry right now. Okay. Now, other question. Why do you do what you do? So today is about helping people finding how to can build a loyal following on Facebook without being a douchebag.
Yeah.
So why is this? Why is this important? Why is this relevant to you? Told to me.
Okay. I've been doing this since 2005 and I've been building online businesses for people. I built hundreds and hundreds over the years. And I realized in about 2012 that sometimes I was working with people that I loved and it was amazing and it was fab and it was really a deep relationship and we really worked together and it was a business partnership. And then I realized I was also working with people who were just pants, absolutely pants. And I thought, how come I'm working with, why are these people so different from one another? What is the difference? Why is it different? Why do I feel different? Because I love these guys and these guys just do not like. And so I put it together that I have had some clients that I call transactional. And then I have some clients that are heart-centered. And this is 4 years ago that I realized this, and I'd already been trading for like 8-9 years. It's ridiculous. So what is the difference? So the transactional client is somebody who comes to Jody and he says, I want you to build me a website. Here's $3,000. I want my website. And then he goes away and that's it.
Yep.
And then I had my heart-centered clients and they were the people who said, Jody, can you help me with my business? I've got an idea. I want to do something with this. I want to share my message. I want to get out there. I don't know what to do. I don't like tech very much. I need somebody to support me on my journey and just to be like my tech best friend and just carry me through this.
I like it. My tech the best friend. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we were buzzing off each other and I would come up with ideas for the business and they would come up with ideas and they would message me at 12 o'clock at night and go, oh my God, I've come up with this idea. It's amazing. And I would say, yes, I love it. Let's talk tomorrow. They didn't have anyone else to do that with because most people that I work with, they're one-man bands. They've not got anybody else being excited on their behalf. They might talk to their husband, but he's like, oh, God, I've talked to you about this already today. And I've got my own work and I don't want to talk to you because actually the truth
is... Are you still building the damn website? Haven't you done that yet? We've been talking about that for a year now.
So I was like, seriously, there is a massive difference between these transactional people that I'm working with and then the heart-centered people I was working with. And I decided in 2012, no more, stop. So that's what I do. I help nice people, lovely people who want to work with me and want all my gold that's in my head. They don't just want to take a website and run away.
That's awesome. I'm actually going to tweet now, like Jody the tech's best friend. I'm like, I love it. I love it.
Everyone wants a best friend who likes tech, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Can I be your best friend, Jody? All right. So now that we are best friend, Jody,
yes.
How can we build, like, it's impressive what you've been doing. You've been helping people from 2005. So yep. My math is not wrong. It's about 11 years.
Yep. Long time.
Because you find some people that, you know, they call themselves, oh, I am the guru of this. I'm the guru of that. And then for long have you been doing that? A couple of months.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you my biggest thing?
Tell me your biggest thing. My
best friend. Drives me, because we're best friends now, I can tell you, right?
Please.
People, and they say, I'm a business expert, and they've only actually overbuilt their own business. And that was last year.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm a business coach. For how long have you been in business? That's my first business, being a business coach. I'm like,
How many businesses have you built? None.
All right. Okay, I'm sure you can do wonders for my business. but you can put guru. You can call yourself a guru because you can call yourself anything you want, right? So, and in particular when you're best friends. Now, okay. So you are awesome. So you are incredible. You are incredibly awesome. And so this Facebook thing.
Yeah.
How can I build a Facebook loyal following? People that love me. People that say, Jody, you're awesome. You're our tech best friend, right? Without being a douchebag, without going out there and taking people, like grabbing people and say, okay, I'm just coming you because I need your money to pay my gas bill. We all know those people. So how do we do that, Jody? Talk to
That's
me.
The thing. It's just really, really freaking obvious. Really, really obvious.
It's now it's not obvious. Now it's creepy.
Because do you like being sold at?
No.
Okay. Nobody does, right?
You asked me. You asked the question to the wrong person, though, because I love being sold to. I love
when you don't want what they've got. Do you want that?
Even when I don't want what they've got, because I have fun. Because I love sales. Like sales is my thing. And so okay. Even if I love people selling at me, so if they're not good, I can crush them. But this is just my this is just my little fetish. And everyone has his little fetish. And anyway, like, okay, average people that are not mad or that are not stupid like me, they don't love to be sold, yes.
No. So, you know, there's a movement at the moment and it needs squishing down under my foot. There's a movement, yeah, like that. There's a movement at the moment where all of these coaches, business coaches, they're saying to their clients, right, you must post this number of times in this number of Facebook groups every day for forever or you will have no business. Stop right there. Stop doing that.
Sorry, I didn't get it. Can you repeat it again, please?
Stop now! What you're doing, you mad person!
Right, okay, I got it. Thank you. Why didn't I have you before on the show, Jody? I don't know. Why didn't I become my best tech best friend?
I am your tech best friend. True.
Yeah, not now, but okay.
So if you're going around on Facebook and you're following this coach's bloody idea of selling, which is post on three Facebook groups twice a day, blah blah blah. A, it's just self-promoting, so that's very, very dull. That's boring. That's just like, oh, my God, I need to go to sleep because I'm so bored. And B, you know, most of these people don't actually separate and make their posts unique. So they're posting the same freaking post in multiple groups, okay? This is not okay. I call it multi-group posting. It's in the title. It's not okay because what happens is timeline in Facebook puts them all together. So then your lack of imagination is thrown in my face. It's insane. Okay, so that's one. That's number one.
But number one, don't do like I do. So I got to change this. Don't do multiple group posting. Okay.
You do multiple group posting.
Slapping the wrist already. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, you won't do any more, will you?
I will not do that anymore.
Okay, so rule number one, every single post you put on social media is unique. Do not put a post on Facebook that is then put on Twitter. Because if people follow you on both Twitter and Facebook, they're going to see your lack of imagination. Do not multi-post. I love the whole thing of scheduling. I love things like Buffer and Hootsuite and Edgar. But if you post the same thing on multiple groups, on multiple social media platforms, people are going to see. And all they're going to think is you have no imagination. Or that you've got nothing to say because you're saying the same thing everywhere. So that's rule number one.
Yes. So the question, I don't know if you're going to tap into this later. Maybe later. Maybe this is a step for later. But the question that I have, so Artie, write this down so I can have it in my head, is, okay, I'm using a social media schedule, like I'm using either Buffer or Edgar or Hootsuite. How then do I manage the repurpose of the content in the different social media? Because that's why they are so great, because I can put the same content in different things.
Yes, and that's fine.
So maybe something that you can talk about that maybe later on during the interview.
Right now, it's absolutely right now. It's
perfect. Go for it.
Because what you're doing is repurposing content. So long as you've only got one post of its kind on Edgar or Hootsuite or Buffer, you're not going to be duplicating. The problem comes up. So you could, for example, if you really wanted to, if you were desperate, you could have a post go on Facebook at 12 o'clock on the Wednesday. And then on Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning, the same post could go on Twitter.
Right.
No one's going to see that it's a duplication. The problem is when people do it at the same time. So Facebook puts it in the timeline and it's just blatant. Or you see, you get your notification on your phone and it comes up like that. And you go, oh, Twitter. Oh, Facebook. Oh, Instagram. Oh, it's all the same text. Brilliant. Yeah. Superb. Well done. Yeah, awesome content writing. Superb. 10 out of 10. Woo! Go you.
I love you. I love you. Okay. Right. So that's a great strategy. So guys, don't do like I was doing. So
because I'm not doing that anymore.
Okay. I'm not doing it anymore. I promise. I made a vow. So I'm not doing that anymore. We have Daniel who says like I'm guilty. Daniel is guilty. Daniel, otherwise Jody will come to your house and will slap you in the wrist. Even if you live in Brazil. She will take a plane. And I know Jody, she will do that. She will take a plane and she's gonna kick your bum. Okay. Now, second step. So what are the other things? So don't no multi-post. Like
no. Okay. So the other step is random self-promoting posts in other people's groups. Don't do it ever. Ever. You want to self-promote in your own group occasionally, but you don't go into somebody else's group. That's like going into someone else's house and going to the loo. You would not do that. You wouldn't just open someone's house, go in the loo, and come back out again and shut the door.
I might have done it a couple of times. No, I'm joking. I've never done it. I'm not that mean.
It's just rude.
Yes, it is.
You don't go in someone else's place. That they're like. It's like going to someone's party. Going to someone's birthday party and saying, it's my birthday party. No, it's not. It's their birthday party. You can't have a party in someone else's party. That's a good one. I like that.
You cannot have a party in someone else's party.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, no, it's for me. No, it's not for
no,
you.
No, it's for them. It's their party. You just crashed it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So,
and I agree with you.
And it's all over the place. I've joined so many groups and then just unjoined because they're just, you go down the stream, it's just self-promoting, self-promoting. People share from their Facebook page. That's rude. How rude is that? And don't pretend that's not promoting your Facebook page. Of course it's promoting your Facebook page. That's why you shared it from the page in the first place. If you wanted to do an original post, you would have done an original post. But no, you thought, oh, I'll get away with it. I'll get away with it if I do a share from my Facebook page. No one will think that's promotion. Of course it's promotion. And it's constant. You go down these groups and it's all the time. There's no real content there. It's just self-promotion of other
that's
people.
Self-promotion, yeah. Or random quotes that after a while it's like, okay.
Pointless.
I got a quote. Amazing. After a while it's like, all right, stop it. So no, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's very annoying. And do you have a Facebook group yourself?
Yes, I do. I have a free Facebook group and I have a membership paid Facebook group.
What is your free Facebook group? So we can put it like we can also.
Totally Fabulous Online Biz Mastermind. Shall I put a link in? Is that a good idea?
Please put a link here so we can use it for for the show notes as well. That will be awesome. Cool. So I think what do you do if someone is self-promoting on your Facebook group?
They don't. Who wouldn't dare? Nobody does. Kirsten, have you ever seen anybody self-promote in my group? She's going to say no now.
She's going to say no now. But that's never. We have never. Never.
It's never happened.
And that's brilliant. It means that you really set the tone of the group. Of
but you know what? But I don't even have one of those standard things in the about thing in the side of the page with the Facebook group rules saying you cannot self-promote. I don't even have that. People just don't self-promote.
What do you think is that why? Because, for example, I had people self-promoting in one of my Facebook group, in the free one. When I do that, I say, thank you very much. You're out. Block the post. This person is out. Unfriended.
Oh, we've lost her. We've lost her.
No, she will come back. And so that's what I do, personally. That's my procedure. Ooh, someone is promoting something without my permission. Great. You're out.
Yeah. But genuinely, I've never had to do it.
So what do you think is the reason why? Because a lot of people have this issue. So what makes you, I mean, you're the tech best friend, I know. So no one would want to piss you off. Because I know, I don't want to piss off my tech best friend. Why do you think is the reason why your group is so unique then?
I don't have it full of people I don't know, for starters. Everybody that's in there, I've had a relationship with or resonated with on Facebook somewhere else.
Like an intimate relationship.
Not like intimate. But not, no.
You will get used to it every now and then. I just throw a bit of banter in the interview. So, okay, keep going.
Genuinely had a really good experience on my Facebook group. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So we've got two rules there. First rule is you do not multi-group post. Mm-hmm. Rule number two, do not self-promote in other people's groups. There's the first of my 10. Should we make 10 commandments? Yeah.
Ten commandments. We have the 10 commandments of building a loyal tribe on Facebook without being a douchebag. Is that a 10 commandment? So this is commandment number two.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Now we've got another 8 commandments.
Yeah, we can do that. We can totally do that. So number three.
Yes.
What you want to do is find a group where the host, now correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this really, really, really obvious? Where the host doesn't do what you do. Because again, isn't that a bit rude if you're going into somebody's group where they do exactly the same as you do and are hoping to nurture people?
So basically it's like, let me go there and nick your audience.
It's just rude. Hmm. You wouldn't do that in real life, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Slapping the wrist.
Slapping the wrist.
No, I wouldn't. And I think that is a really, and this is about also the way you create partnerships. So, for example, I had this chat on the phone with Daniel, which is listening here live. And we're talking about Facebook group and we're talking about partnership and collaboration. Yep. And I think that a lot of people, what they do, because they're linking so much, they collaborate with people that are doing the exact same thing. Yeah. But they don't realize that they're actually collaborating with their closest competitors.
Yeah.
And they are splitting the conversion from the market that they are tapping into. So there is less for everyone in this way.
Yeah. The you way need you want to be working with somebody who complements you but doesn't compete with you.
Exactly. Someone who is tapping in the same target market but offer a different product or service. Yeah. So then there is no competition.
No, it's like, beautiful. The relationship
with Delta is collaboration is beautiful. Like, you give yourself a hug and maybe a kiss, but that's in the after party. But you see, you understand what I mean. So that's why it's so important. Thank you. Keep going. So we have number three.
So that's number three. So number four is give, give, give. It's all about give, give, give. It's about being really generous, over-delivering, making sure that you've got a relationship with the people in your Facebook group. Sorry, that's my three-year-old. She's just going to bed.
Yeah, I can hear that. It's like, hi, good night.
Let me shut the door 1 second. Yeah, so. There we go. Sorry about that.
Welcome back.
So, if you've got a relationship with people for over-delivering right at the beginning. And I don't mean giving everything away for free. I don't mean building websites for free or, you know, doing the whole thing. But if you've got a relationship with your tribe out on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or wherever of over-delivering at the stage when they're not spending any money with you yet, then you're setting up a reputation for over-delivering, which means when they get to the stage where they think, do you know what? I'm ready to spend some money with Jody now. They know that however much they spend, they're going to get an over-delivering relationship because you've already set up that reputation.
I like it. So what I'm hearing you saying is actually at this point, there is also, you know, when you have this awful conversation about price of people that they don't say, how about it's too much or it's not, I think then you completely eliminate that.
I don't have that conversation.
Boom. That's the point.
I don't have that conversation.
Because then you're delivering so much in the beginning phase that they know the value that you can provide.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So give. So yeah. The question for me is, I know that there are a lot of people that that like constantly giving and constantly giving and constantly giving. At what point then, in your opinion, you say, okay, now it's time to get things done. Like I got my sales targets to meet or... Because I think that in this industry, something that when someone is starting by themselves, I remember at the beginning, I didn't think about sales targets.